The Psalms is such an encouraging study, isn't it? We go through the book of Psalms. If you turn with me to Psalm chapter 25, we read once again a Psalm of David. And it's no wonder that he's billed as a man after God's own heart, because once again we see the heart of this man that longs to be taught. That's kind of a strange characteristic, isn't it? Somebody actually wanting to be taught something. Yet that really is the heart that God longs for, those that are desirous of hearing what God wants to tell them and longing to hear his direction in their lives. So we come to Psalm chapter 25, and he begins by lifting his soul to the Lord. We read in verse 1, "To thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in thee I trust. Don't let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none of those who wait for thee will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed. Make me know thy ways." That's quite a prayer if you think about it, because some of us are pretty hard-headed. And to pray a prayer such as, "Make me," is pretty sobering. "Make me know thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth. Teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation." In other words, I know that your way is salvation. "For thee I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy compassion and thy loving kindness, for they have been from of old." You know, God has a marvelous track record, doesn't he? When you ask him to do something for you, you can actually be emphatic and say, "Make me," because you know that he has a good track record of being kind and compassionate in the way that he deals with us. "Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to thy loving kindness, remember thou me." I'm sure I prayed that a lot of times. "Don't remember my bad stuff." And when I was a kid, and even when I'm an adult, "Remember according to thy loving kindness, remember me. For thy goodness sake, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, praise God." What does he do? He instructs sinners. You know, if it were you or I, we'd be fed up with sinners. But he actually instructs them. "He leads the humble in justice and teaches," who? "The humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth." That's why I would like to know his way, because all of the ways of God are loving kindness and truth. Don't you want to walk in loving kindness and truth? That's where I'd like to be. "To those who keep his covenant and his testimonies, for thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? God will instruct this man in the way in which he chooses." I don't know if you noticed the capital he and the lowercase h within that particular sentence. In other words, God gives us choices on how we want to go. Many choices he gives us. What he's looking for is us fearing him in our choices. Unfortunately, we focus so much on the choices we make. "Oh, this is a big choice that has to be made." It's not big. It's a small earth. But what he's looking for is a humble heart. And you begin to submit to him and come before him in humility, God will do great things on the path. "His soul will abide in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him." It's a special relationship with the Lord when we walk in humility. "And he will make them know his covenant. My eyes are continually toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net." We fall in traps all the time. We keep your eyes on the Lord. He'll get you out. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are large. Bring me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my trouble. Forgive all my sins. Look upon my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with violent hatred. Guard my soul and deliver me. Do not let me be ashamed, for I take refuge in thee. Watch verse 21. You ought to underline it. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. When God instructs us into the path of integrity and uprightness, it is a way of preservation. You want to be preserved? You want to be protected? You want to be safe? Then do what he says. Walk in integrity and uprightness, and he will preserve you. That's why he gives you the commands. That's why he gives you his word, so that he might direct you into safety. Wonderful truth. Father, we give you thanks for your word that encourages our hearts, strengthens our resolve, that we might walk in security and safety. We know it is you who preserves us, and you have given us the path for that wonderful walk. Lord, now we come before you in great humility and in awe and fear and reverence, realizing as for you, your ways are perfect. Therefore, we cry out to you, teach me, direct me, show me what you'd have me do. I know it's the path to happiness. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.